Must Love Breaches by Angela was released in audio on March 29th.
Yay!
I visited there shortly after it was released and already saw two or three reviews on it. So, Must Love Chainmail by Angela has finaled in the Romance Writers of America Rita contest in the paranormal category, the Oscars of Romance. When do you find out the winner for that?
At the big national convention in July in San Diego.
In July?
Big black tie up there, ball gown type thing.
It sounds like a blast.
I'm up against Nora Roberts, so.
just being there by her with saying that you're up for the award with readers, and especially romance readers, walking around.
You can take us.
Yeah. That's right. Candace will have a piece featured on Mamaload.com April 9th that she'll need everyone in the guild to share. And she has a poem in the children's literary magazine, Baby Bug. And then I just had a release for an ebook, Undiscovered Origins. I've had the first little bit edited by Joyce, and I've from all the stuff I got from my editor, I edited it the best I can, the rest of it myself, which did it by hand, and like I tore it up bad. But until I can afford to get an editor to do it, I'm gonna do ebook only until I can get the rest of it done before I make it into print. And let's see, Treasury Report. Oh, and you have more achievements.
Suicide Bomber being
published on April the 11th.
April the 11th.
Yeah, in a literary e-zine.
All right.
Do what? What's it going to be published in?
It's called Noise Medium Literary e-zine.
Noise Medium.
And it was a finalist in a contest. So.
All right. Any other news from anybody? All right, Treasury Report.
All right, our beginning balance was $1,201.07. Our income total was $45. Our expenses was $862.31. So we went to Office Depot, my local library for cocktail party tickets. But the majority of it, $757.60, was non-adventurous travel expenses. But I think the cocktail party was a huge success. Our ending balance was $423.76, with $20 of petty cash, bringing our total members year to date to 51.
All right. I want to remind everybody that I do record all of our meetings in audio, so if you want to copy that, or if you're a member, you'll get the website where that's where all that's at, in case you have to miss or want to refresh yourself on one of our meetings. Then of course, we have our donation raffle, if you've remembered to buy your tickets for $1. The book that we have is Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. Who has not heard of this book? Yeah, who has not heard of it? You guys haven't? Okay, very few. It's a very popular grammar book. It's pretty much, if you hate grammar, this is your grammar Bible right here, because it'll be the only way you can get through grammar. I'm going to read the back here, which pretty much explains the tone of the book. A panda walks into a cafe. He orders a sandwich, eats it, then draws a gun and fires two shots in the air. Why? Asks the confused waiter, as the panda makes toward the exit. The panda produces a badly punctuated wildlife manual and tosses it over his shoulder. I'm a panda, he says at the door. Look it up. The waiter turns to the relevant entry and, sure enough, finds an explanation. Panda, period. Large black and white bear-like mammal, native to China. Eats, comma, shoots, and leaves. So, yeah, that's well, really, a colon right there would be great instead of a comma. Or the Oxford comma. But, yeah, it's it shows you how much one comma can do to change your sentence completely, and that explains why. And it does it all in a humorous way.
Yeah.
And so it's great, and it's a good light read. So if you don't have this book, consider getting a donation raffle ticket to help our funds, and see if you can win a copy. All right, just a reminder to those of you in the Writers Guild who have published work and don't have the little icons up on the website, to directing to your guys' published work, to send an email to mobowritersguild@gmail.com so I can get that linked up for you, so all of us as members can go to the website and see what everybody has published.
You know if I haven't heard.
I, off the top of my head, I don't. I know I'm probably missing several people. I've tried to get as much as I can, but
you're talking about getting like the link on Amazon?
Yeah, the link and the little cover picture on our website under I think member publications, and I might even be on a sidebar on the right. It'll show what everyone has written. And some of you know, some of you don't. I've been pretty much down for the last month with a bad back injury. So I've been trying to do as much as I can, but I had an MRI and I have a herniated disc, and I got to talk to a neurosurgeon on the 18th to see if I need surgery or not. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, and I've been having to work a labor job while I do it, so it's been rough.
Oh my gosh. Let me make this announcement before I forget.
Okay, Joyce has an announcement.
Chris Cox with the library system asked me to let everybody know about this event the library is having. It's on April the 30th at the Ben Main Library downtown at 2 p.m. Their host and author and poet, Pearl Klee. She has a poem that was featured in Oprah Winfrey's 2005 Celebration of Legendary African-American Women, and it's been featured in Essence Magazine as a bestseller for 2 years since then. She also had a book in Oprah's Book Club. She's going to be at the library and do a reading of her poem, and then she'll have her books and give a presentation and everything. So they want to let everybody know about it. So.
And we'll... Joyce, will you post that in the Facebook group for us?
Yeah.
As a refresher? Thank you. Then, of course, anybody who hasn't had their interview questions done yet or haven't received questions in the guild, let me know. And I'll send those questions to you so we can have under the member section for so everyone can get to know each other. And I've finally done mine, so it's up. Then, of course, if you have published books and you want to get into the local bookstores that we're a part of, the Urban Emporium and the Mobile Bookseller, let us know. Talk to Candace over there, and we'll get the. It's a $15 a year fee. Would you get put in both bookstores, and you sell a couple books, you should get that right back, and it just covers our rent for these places. And
I'm in a meeting. I'll call you later.
And then we're going to talk about supporting local authors and how important reviews are. Joyce has set up a program over here, this table on the right. That's our lending library if you want to borrow a book like a regular library. And if you borrow the book and finish it, we want you to leave a review on Goodreads, Amazon, wherever you can. There's a lot more places to review than that. You can leave reviews on Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Library Thing. There's a bunch of different websites. And then I do have a note to add to that, something me and Joyce were talking about a little bit. And Amazon likes to snoop on you and look at your Facebook and your friends, and sometimes they will delete reviews by people that are friends with you, even if they're not close friends. I mean, a lot of times there's big authors that their biggest fans become friends with them on Facebook. They don't actually know the person. They leave them reviews, and Amazon deletes them. And so it can't be completely avoided, but one thing that can help is if you have a different email from your Facebook and your Amazon account. So that's something to consider. Also, if something like that happens with somebody in the group, if you're reviewing their book, remember that Goodreads helps, and then if you can get on Kobo or Barnes & Noble or somewhere else to leave a review, those help as well. Let's see, we have officer nominations coming up. Is there any volunteers for any positions, any nominations for anything? You do or don't?
Five.
All right.
I second that.
I third it.
Vice President?
I can help train people. If you want to volunteer, I'll help you.
Next month?
Yeah.
Yeah, we still have till next month.
You can think about it.
Yeah, Sheila offered that to help, but I don't know if she's ready for that kind of position or anything, but she's willing to help, you know, help us out. So that's one person. But just keep that in mind, everybody. I've decided to stay on night shift for a couple of reasons. So I'm having to take vacation days to be here during the meetings. Hopefully that gives me more time during the day once I heal to find a different job. But I should be fine continuing what I'm doing. Yeah. If I'm doing a good job or not, I don't know.
I'll second that.
Okay, something I forgot to put in the notes here. I did post this in the Facebook group and let people know. The new local business here, the Shipment Store. It's actually someone in my neighborhood, in Karen's neighborhood. They opened up a little store. It's called the Shipment Store. They ship stuff. They make copies, faxes, printing, t-shirts, vinyl printing and cutting, stuff like that. Prices are great. I had postcards made. They do postcards, bookmarks, business cards. I want to pass this around to everybody.
Thank you.
But I'm not sure the exact number. I got confused a little bit, but it's I got two big boxes, probably a stack of about this much cards. Will that be a 500 or 1,000? You guys that normally get cards. 1,000, you think? It's about this much of them pressed together. So I guess that'd be 2,000 cards and 1,000 of each, $70.
Wow.
Front and back printed. So that's, you know, he said he checked Vista Print and that same thing was like $130, $140. Yes, that's what he was telling me. And see, it's not the printing that gets you, because the printing is cheap. It's the shipping, and then if you want it on the back, they charge extra for that.
Yeah.
And so if you guys are interested in getting business cards or postcards or, you know, bookmarks, anything like that, you can definitely check out that place. I was wanting to grab some more of his cards for you guys, but I'm just going to pass that around. Maybe next month I can get some more of them cards.
Okay, and it's called the Shipping Store?
The Shipment Store.
Shipment.
We're passing around the paper now, so there'll be a website and everything on it that you can write down. And let's see, our goals from back in January, February. February to March, since we had the special meeting last month. Let's see, Joyce, get covers for True Blue Forever Trilogy done.
Oh, is that what I said?
That's what you said. And you had 2 months on this one.
No.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, I thought I controlled my cover.
Carrie, past 30,000 words on work in progress.
I'm almost 29,000.
Almost to 29, almost there. All right, good. Half clap. D, color code all scenes in all chapters. What emotion felt by reader in each scene?
I'm halfway through the book now.
Halfway through the book. That's good. That's good progress. That's good progress. Karen, published short story.
I don't know. I guess it was. It was probably Mystic Brew.
Yeah, it was probably Mystic Brew. See, Candace, edit current draft of work in progress.
Of which one?
Work in progress. WIP. And then I put on here, let's see, 10,000 words for new anthology, 50 pages of self-edits, my Chronicles of Starlin, that's typing them up, and then work on new project, book marketing for authors. I've hit over 10,000 words. I think I've only gotten 30 pages of my self-edits typed up. It's been too hard for me to sit on my computer chair with my back injury.
Yeah.
And then I've finished a first draft for book marketing for authors. I'm going to put more information into it.
Okay.
So I've done pretty good for my injury. Actually, my dad and stepmom got it for me, and they're kind of upset that it had black letters instead of white because it's hard to see. But it says, "I'm going to kill you slowly" in my next novel.
See, I write mysteries. I need that shirt.
Here's our new goals for the for this month to next month, and I believe. I believe that finishes that up. Do we got any tickets for the raffle?
She made fun of my birthday bowl. Give me the cup now.
That bowl finally had enough, huh?
Yep.
Quick cut question as we're going into the new year. Is everyone liking the donation raffle idea and getting those books?
I just never have any money.
Yes, you need to bring cash.
Yes.
All right, let's see. 707. got a couple extra things here to give away here. 702. Short story collection. 710.
$705.
Do you have all these or not?
I don't know. I know I have a Joanna pen and I have one with the foul mouth guys who made me laugh.
There you go. That's that one. That should be.
I am an author, like all of you. My name is Connie Rainey, and I write under G.G. Houston. I've been writing since I was able to hold a crayon and write on my mother's kitchen walls. Reviews were not good, but I learned to write. Mom learned patience. I am a retired registered nurse, and I am also a private pilot. I have lots of things behind my name. Let me get them together. Private pilot. I have a first degree black belt in karate. I have a real estate license. I am a barber, licensed barber, and a travel agent.
Wow.
A writer and an artist. And I have artwork sold from Canada all the way to Mexico. And my books are sold all over the United States as well. What I want to talk to you basically about is getting published. How many of you are published authors? How many of you are traditional published authors? Excellent. For those of you who are not, there's a way to get yourself into Barnes & Noble's, into Walmart, into Kmart, into the big stores without the big traditional publishers. It takes a lot of work and it takes about a year's worth of constant work. I think that it's important to start out with you need to define, I'm going to use my cheat sheet, who you are as a writer. Really, what you need to do is, you're never going to be able to answer who you are as a writer. What you need to do is find out who you're writing for. Are you writing for men, women, children? Maybe you're writing for a priest, for nuns, people unemployed. I write a book for people who are unemployed. It's 29 ways to work out of your home. Once you have figured out who you're writing for, then you need to find out, write, and define what their physical needs are. If you're writing for children, little girls at age 10 want to feel like they're 12. little boys at that age want to feel like heroes. They want to be brave and know that they can go out in the world and conquer things. Women want to know that they're loved. They want to be able to feel warm and fuzzy inside. So you have to address their physical needs, not just, I'm writing for a woman. And I write for children, and I unfortunately don't like to read children's books. I write children's books because I am reliving my fantasy as a child, and I just share that with everybody. In life, I am just what I said I am. I'm a mom, I cook, I clean, I do the laundry. But when I write, I can fly, I can save the world, I can, you know, be a hero or fight witches. But that's how I feel, and that's what I convey. I read the other work because I think it's important to get a broader understanding. And I also read a broad array of different things for vocabulary, for my own sense of feeling. I was telling her earlier, I'm reading a series now about swashbuckling. The gentleman writes so well that by the time I get done reading something at the end of the day, I just want to go in the bathroom and wash the salt water off my face. I mean, he is that good, and I really want to do that for my readers. I want them to be able to have those kind of feelings. I'm a list maker, and I write lists simply because they slow me down and get me back on track. If I didn't have my little list, which gets longer and longer, I would ramble. You could say snow, and I could lecture on snow, and wouldn't even be anyone clear, you know, what we're talking about. I believe that a mission statement is extremely important. That's a roadmap. My mission statement for children is, I write for children and young adults with a purpose to entertain them with stories that develop characters. I write another mission statement for every different book that I write. The one that I have for people who are unemployed, I have one. I have a thriller that I'm writing, and that has its own mission statement. And each one of those is put up where I can see them, and that keeps me in where I'm going, in track. For those of you who are not traditional and you want to sell your work, there's a lot of ways that you can do it. If you want to identify your audience and you say, I just want to do a family history, you know, pictures and that kind of thing, maybe a family cookbook, I suggest you put it together and you go to a local printer. And they can put it together, they'll even design a book cover, put it in nice little bindings, and you can get 20 made, you can get 5 made, however you want. Save yourself the trouble of trying to get yourself into a bigger publishing house. If you want to hit the public, you can do CreateSpace. CreateSpace is free. Their book covers are free. They're easy to navigate. They will provide you with an ISBN, and the ISBN is only good for CreateSpace and Kindle. If you want to, they will put it on Amazon. All of the marketing, though, is up to you. You have to get out there and you have to push your books, just like the cards, and you set up and do your Facebook, set up at arts and crafts shows and sell that way. Go around and hand them to bookstores, and if that's, you know, where you want to go, that's perfect. If you want to sell to the bigger stores, if you want to get into Kmart, Walmart, Target, you've got to have a universal ISBN. You can get that through them as well. But CreateSpace does not have a returnable policy. Barnes and Nobles and the bigger stores must have a returnable policy. So you can go with Sparks. Ingram Sparks is, Ingram is one of the largest publishing houses in the world. You can publish through them without an agent. That's an easy site to navigate. They do charge you $25 to upload everything off of CreateSpace. But again, you must make sure that you have that universal ISBN. They also have an ebook, but you have to have an ebook ISBN, $99 for each of those. And that will put you on Barnes & Noble's Nooks, on every e-reader there is in the world, universal and in the world. If you want to have your books distributed, there's a distributing house, Baker & Taylor, which is one of the largest distributors of books in the United States. They want to have proof that your book is sellable to the public through them, and they want proof. They want a marketing plan. They want reviews. And they don't want the reviews that you guys are giving each other is wonderful. That's almost like critiquing. It's wonderful. Keep it up. If you're going to go with one of the bigger ones, they want the reviews from a professional review house. I used Blue Ink, Forward, Kirkus. There's several out there. You just look up reviews on your internet and they'll show you. They're not cheap. $400, $500. I have the Fairy Book reviewed, and I got great reviews back on it. I'm real pleased with that. And I'm working on my marketing plan. Actually, being here is part of my marketing plan. I'm not necessarily selling books, but I'm talking about how to get there. So you're on my marketing plan, people. also, you have to prove that people are going to buy your book. My book is going to be through one of my reviewers. They have requested if they can do that. They're going to take it to the book fair in Chicago. And it's about libraries and other booksellers or buyers that are coming through. And I need to be able to get orders ahead of time. So they're going to present that to different libraries. When I start getting orders, I can place it with Baker & Taylor. And Baker & Taylor will then distribute it to Walmart, to the big ones. It takes time, but it's certainly going to be well worth it. Let me see. I was afraid this was going to take hours, but I've gone through it really quick. Do you have any questions?
It's a spot in England. What's there, right? That's where you get your ISBN.
When you go to CreateSpace, CreateSpace will give you an ISBN number free.
Okay, I'm talking about the one that goes across, universal.
You can go back to CreateSpace and say, if you plan on going further down into, like the Barnes & Nobles kind of thing, then you will have to be with something like Ingram Sparks.
Okay.
With Ingram Sparks, you have to have the universal. If you plan on doing that, when you first get into CreateSpace, don't take their general ISBN. Request that it be a universal, and they'll give it to you.
Okay.
However, if you want to do the ebooks with Sparks, they will have to direct you on how to get that kind of. I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing.
I was going to say that if you artists wanted to get an ebook on Barnes & Noble, you don't have to have an ISBN number anymore. You can go straight to Nook.
That's in some places. I needed that
I got mine too.
Yeah,
I got mine about
actually. Because I'm going worldwide with my books in English. It's just better to have them. And on the backs of your books, if you're going to be into the bigger ones, bigger distributors, you need to have your price code on it. It has to be on the back. CreateSpace, you don't have to. You can leave it, and then you can order, your books, set them up someplace and sell them for whatever you want. They're like a couple dollars. They're a little more expensive further down. They have a return policy. You just can't get into the bigger stores without a return policy. of some kind, yeah. And Create Space drop ships. My husband and I have a publishing company, and we've published not just my books, but other books, people's books. And we can use Create Space as a publisher, and people can order from us, and we can change, you know, because it looks like it's our business, we get a discount. We can change that address, buy them for what we, you know, our couple of bucks, drop ship them sent there without a return policy. So you can do that, but it won't be to Walmart and Kmart.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
You mentioned Create Space will give you an ISBN, but of course it's not nationally recognized or something?
It's only usable on Amazon and Kindle.
I always thought an ISBN number was an international thing. There was one ISBN number for a book.
I have a universal ISBN number for stores, and then I have the ebook. Universal is good with Kindle, and Amazon is good with Barnes and Nobles, but the Create Space one is only good for Amazon and Kindle. You can't sell them anywhere else.
So a book, if you work with it to do different things with it, it might have more than one ISBN number for that same story, that same book, in different publications.
If you want to just sell locally, buy your books, sell yourself, then you can use Create Space. If you want a bigger store, bigger distributing company to pick them up and distribute to them, nationwide, you've got to have a universal, and that's different. And then universal will also go for Amazon, Kindle, all the ebook readers, I think it's a big one, all of them are.
Good for everything.
For everything. And there is one that is European, and that, I'm not even going to get into Europe, not now. Although, I was requested at my London book fair. I don't think so, not unless I go with it. So right now I'm just going to stay with, you know, the American setup. But your ISBNs are really different. And once you get into the system, it's easy to navigate. Create Space has book covers. They're free. And they're pretty. They're kind of generic. I mean, you put your own words and stuff on it, but they're generic. They do have a book designing system in there, and they charge, but they will design your book cover. They will edit for you. I strongly, strongly recommend you find an editor. I have cards back there for two professional editors. Christina only gave me one. She gave me a bunch of them. I've given them away. So the one I had has a staple hole in it. It was mine. So it's back there. You're welcome to it. I can get some more. And then the other gentleman that is a professional editor. He is a major in English and very good. But I strongly recommend that. I mean, you've got to get an editor or you're selling. I'm sorry to say this. You're selling junk. Yeah. And I can't edit worth fooey. And I know it, and I'll pay for it. I pay for that editor, and it's worth every bit of it.
I would say even if you can edit, you should have someone else do it. It's hard to see your own.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, even if you can edit your own, you know, other people's, like you're an editor, I would say you still get an outside editor, because it's hard to sometimes see your own.
I can misspell my name on the computer, and I can't even see it. I mean, my brain is so fixed on what I put on there that I cannot change it. It's there. I edited this, so look out.
If you go with a distributor, how does that work? Do they promote your book, get orders for it, and then you print the X out and send it to them, or?
They have catalogs that they put your book in. They send those out to places now. That's where you can use them. Because Barnes & Noble will look at it, or, you know, and they'll look at it.
and we get it. Ingram is a distributor, just like Baker & Taylor. We order from Baker & Taylor, but we order from Ingram. And we get the Ingram catalog of all new releases. And my boss and I, we've gone through that every time it comes, looking for books to order. And we read the little synopsis, and then they have ads, and that really does influence what bookstores will purchase.
Mm-hmm. The reason I ask is, years ago, I did an underground comic, and went through a distributor, and they sent like a flyer catalog, or actually, there's an envelope full of a bunch of flyers and stuff. Did the stores get anything from the distributor, or did the distributors just happen to carry those names?
What do you mean?
They
get a catalog.
But they do get a catalog from that distributor.
Yep.
So I was thinking that was like a generic, but that's specifically from the distributor.
Ingram is a distributor.
Okay.
Actually, Ingram is a publisher.
But it's also
and they will distribute, but they have to know about you.
Well, even traditional publishers distribute through Ingram. That's where we get all of our traditional publishing books, is through Ingram. They're not the publisher, the distributor, but they happen to print on demand too. They print as well.
Right.
But they're a distributor like Baker & Taylor. It just depends on which ones that bookstores have a relationship with, is which one they order from, is either Baker, Taylor, or Ingram.
And that's usually the way it is. We usually serve the big distributors, right?
Right.
So.
Books and Movie has their own little channel. You have to send, as a publisher, I have to send books to them to get them approved, even to be put into their system of order. They are complicated. I use Ingram. They drop ship. I can order for myself at a publisher's rate less. I have two websites, a personal one, and one for my publishing company, one for my G.G. Houston for my books. I also have a Facebook that's personal and G.G. Houston. I run contests and I get the stuff out. My group now is forming a marketing group so we can brainstorm and figure out how to sell our books besides just setting a tent up at Arts and Crafts, ordering tons of books and having them in your closet. That's just not, I'm sure everybody's done that once in a while, I know an author who ordered his books, he got them for $1 a piece, nice, hardback books out of China. He had to buy 5,000 of them. His garage is full. So this is a much simpler way. Create Space is great if you want to just do local stuff. If your business is sound and stores, little bookstores want to order from you, you can drop ship to them or you can just hand deliver them. But if you want to get into the bigger stores, you need to get into a bigger, and not have an agent. You need to get into someone like Ingram and do the ISBNs and do the legwork. Baker & Taylor, if you will go to their website, they give you a list of things that you need to do to be able to get into their system, to get on their catalog that they distribute, like Ingram distributes the catalog.
And if you are trying to get into Ingram Smart, they have a special right now on May 31st where it's free. There's a coupon. If you want me to, I can put it up on the Facebook group. That's on my goal sheet for this month is to get all my books monitored over at Ingram Spark. And they have a coupon for a free. As she said, it's normally a yearly charge to have your catalog with them. So it's not just a one-time fee, what she's saying. It's your year, you've got to pay for your catalog.
Yeah, but there's like $12 a year for to remain in their catalog.
Yeah.
Ingram, they will, if you're on Create Space, and Create Space is pretty easy, that if you have it like your interior done in a PDF form, they'll upload it and it's there. Ingram will snatch that off of there and you don't have to send anything to them. So it's done that way. However, if you're going to do, and Kindle will take it off of Create Space, you don't have to do anything there.
If you're going to do Ingram ebook, that's a whole different story. That you've got to do EPUB publishing. The book cover has to be in a particular design. But if you're computer wise, you can do that. I'm not. I have a tech person that does that for me. He also does my book design covers for me, and I write. He does the techie stuff. Any questions? Did everybody put their name in the little bowl in there? I have door prizes.
Ingram, don't they do hardcovers too? Ingram, won't they do hardcover books as well?
They do.
Because I have Chris Mason to do hardcover.
I've never done general
readers,
so I'm really good for that. All of my books that I've done for other people and myself have been
favorite. Yeah. I want to do some hardcover kind of special edition.
I know Ingram will do that. You just have to be able to put the stuff in there.
Yeah, I think that's a coupon. I thought I saw that covered in hardcovers too.
Hardback sell well. For some reason, I guess people just like that stuff. But I have been going ebook.
Ebook will sell.
Yeah, that's because of the price.
Yeah.
I mean, one
thing. Oh, speaking of the price, I just saw this a week or two ago. Yeah, most of you are probably familiar with R.A. Salvatore. He's a very popular epic fantasy writer. He's written 30 or 40 books in one series. But his publisher put his ebook for $27 on Amazon. He got like 30 one-star reviews from people saying, I'm never going to pay almost $30 for an ebook. The hardback book on Amazon was $12.
Has anybody used the self-publishers, the big, author house? All right. If anybody thinks about doing anything with those, go to Editors and Creditors. Look it up, and they will tell you in big red letters, do not use, do not recommend, or, no longer in able to contact or something, but Editors and Creditors. It's in the little fold in the paper that I gave you. Author House was a big one, and it still is. It's still out there. They have been sued. They've changed their name. They got sued. Changed their name.
The big thing that people don't realize about those kind of scam places is big publishers own.
Sorry?
So the thing that people don't realize about those scam places is big publishers own.
Yeah.
Big publishers have bought most of those scam companies to scam authors as extra income.
Penguin is Author House.
Yeah, Penguin is Author House. So it's terrible.
That is spooky, and so many people, good writers, have spent thousands of dollars. You got sucked into that.
Yeah, I place my mind. I have, because I've worked at the bookstore downtown, and I see writers come in all the time that have spent $10,000 on getting their book published, and they come in, and it's not a marketable book. Spent all this money on it, and they have a poster, they have all the stuff that they probably paid the extra package to get all the poster and bookmarks for it, and they're sitting there almost in tears. And the book itself, a paperback, talk about overpriced, paperback book is like $27.
They charge the author, $7 to buy their own book. And so for them to make money, they have to almost double it. Nobody's going to spend, $20 on a paperback book.
But the book's 27. Put the back end. It just says Author House or this other one, big one that sometimes gets people overdone. Anyway,
do Editors or Creditors before you ever get anywhere near that. Okay, who would like to draw names?
Arthur Mack?
That's me.
All right.
Yeah. business cards that are back there. If anybody wants to know anything, feel free to send me an email, message me, whatever. Just look me up on Facebook. I'm less nervous on the computer than I am in front of people. Yeah.
This is me. Yeah, well, this is my website. This is the one that she was
drawing the books and links to marketing.
Oh, yeah. It's the marketing
and everything else. It's really been these great dreams that they don't see.
It goes so hard to go from home.
Going to take the first three submissions. The cutoff date is April 28th, and we'll post her email. And what she'll do is, if you're submitting your query letter, that's your, what you think is your polished letter that's going to go to an agent or a publisher, and she will put it up on the wall. So if you're sending it to her, you're allowing us to look at it and point out all the mistakes, because I did that 2 years ago. And she tore mine up, but then I started getting requests for pulls after that. So it works.
I got my agent back there. She helped me.
Yes, it works. And it's Geek, is it Geek Girl, your little business?
Oh, Geek Girl Author Services, yeah.
Yeah, and she also is Geek Girl Author Services. So if you don't want to do it publicly, then she has a service, and she can work with you privately.
Actually, I haven't done that for, I don't know
that on service, but I guess I could. Oh, I'm adding tears to
your. I have an agent, and I did mine, and we're friends, and she's my agent too, but she sent me back my query letter with little red marks on it. It looked like Dracula's napkin. It was that bad, and I knew I should have sent it to the editor.